Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support, our church, and our prayer room ministry. And we're so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour tonight. We just give God all praise and glory tonight. We just magnify his name. We honor God to the fullest. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. I am so grateful to God for waking me up, just waking me up, calling me by name, just thanking God today for another opportunity to be in his presence. I just give God praise. We're going to get ready to open up our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins in my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the inhabitants of thy house and the place where thy honor dwells. I have just read you from Psalms 26, from the first to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. I'm going to see if I can play this song. If I can't, Prophet this morning, please. But let me see. Everything just be twirling around here. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we first of all come tonight, God, by asking you to bind the strong man, Father. I bind the strong man this evening, God. And every demonic force, every demonic force that try to attack us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind up the strong man right now, in the name of Jesus, and every demon, in the name of Jesus, that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now, in the name of Jesus. I bind you from our lives on tonight. I bind you from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up every witch. And I bind up every warlock. I bind up every psychic. I bind up every wizard. I bind you up now. And I cast you out now. And I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, you have no power and authority over us. In the name of Jesus, you have no power and authority over this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise on tonight. And we thank you right now. For you say whatever I bind up on earth is already bound in heaven. And whatsoever I loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight, God, to touch each one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, and I praise you. Lord, I'm asking you right now to empty me out, God. Empty me from myself. Empty my body from myself, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit may show up. In the name of Jesus, empty me, God. Empty me out, Lord, and that I may be used by the Holy Spirit on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I surrender on tonight. I surrender tonight, God. I give it all to you, Lord. I surrender tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight to cover us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, just cover us, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless each one of us. Let Deborah Dean decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, and take over this prayer meeting on tonight. Father, I don't know anything of myself, but it's all you, God, and none of me. So I ask you right now to send your anointing right now. Send your anointing, God. Change the atmosphere right now, God. Send your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you. We need you. No, we need you right now. No other time, but right now, every minute, every second, every hour of the day, we need you, Father. And we can't do it without you. We can't make it without you. Lord, we just thank you. And we praise you this evening. We praise you this evening, God. We give you praise this evening. We give you praise, all of it, all of the glory. In all of the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. You know, I just thank and praise God on this evening. You know, I've been having just a hard time sometimes. You know, I talk to God all the time, but, you know, I be getting attacked so much. And it's all right because I'm going to attack them back. You know I am. I'm going to attack them right back. But I'm just so grateful for God's mercy. I'm so grateful for God. I'm telling you, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, where would we be? I just thank God on today. You know I sound like a broken record. I don't really care because God deserves all of our praise all of the time. But he don't even need our praise because he got angels praising him 24 hours a day, cherubims and cherubims praising him. Holy, 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 24 hours a day. He don't need us. We need him. And I just thank God on today. I thank God. I thank him today. I'm telling you, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to praise God. I realize that. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to give him praise and give him worship. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to bow down before the Lord. It's a privilege and an honor just to call on the name of Jesus. Some people don't have that privilege. Some people don't get to call on the name of Jesus. Some people don't know Jesus. But honey, if they don't know him, they better get to know the Lord. Yes, I thank God on today. I just give reverence to him who is my life, is my life. I'm telling you, he's all I got to depend on. He said, don't put your confidence in man, but put your whole confidence in the Lord. I just thank God on today. I thank him that we get new mercy every morning. Every morning he shake us and we rise. We open our eyes and we rise. We step right out on mercy. We step right out on mercy. I just thank God today for his mercy and his grace. Unmerited favor. Favor that we don't even deserve. We got it. I just thank God on today. I thank him for that. I know he give me mercy. I wouldn't be here if he didn't. I know he give me grace. I know I have the favor of God. I know I do. I know I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord among women. I know I am. I thank him for it too. Not in a bragging, boastful thing, but I just know God. I know him for who he is in my life. I just thank him today. Thank him. I just thank him. And my testimony today is that I can live, move, and have my being in God. I just thank God for being able to live and move and have my being in him. I just thank God for that. I don't take it for granted that God, Jesus loved me, that he loved me. I don't take that for granted. I don't take what he does for me, what he do for me for granted, because he don't have to do anything. He don't have to do anything. But God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son just for us. Just for us. And I thank God on today for being his child. I thank God on today for him loving me just for that. I thank God. I thank him today. It's so many people out here in the world, in the streets, and we don't have a clue. We don't have an idea. When I had a conference in St. Louis, Missouri, it was I had a conference, and the name of it was the Clarion Call. And people was coming from all different states, different towns and cities and stuff. And one of the nights after the conference was over, we went down to TGI Friday. It was about 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. And you know, at that time of night, all the people, the homeless people, they come out. They come out. And it was one man. I will never forget him. I wasn't married at that time. And but Apostle Deans was there, and a couple of more the prophetess was there, and another a prophet, and we were all sitting at this long table, and this man came in. He had on clothes like he was homeless, but his face and head looked like he wasn't, his beard and everything was lined up, and he just started talking to us. And the manager came over. He said, is this man bothering y'all? Is he saying wrong things to you all? And we were saying no, because he wasn't. He was a black guy. And he was just saying, telling us about the Lord. And he was, it was almost like he was an angel. He said, I just flew over on the east side, and I'm back. And he was just talking. At first, I thought he was kind of off the rocker a little bit, but you can see where his beard was. I mean, his beard was shaped real neat and clean, and his mustache and his hair was shaped, but he had dirty clothes on, you know, where like he'd been laying around. And I think about him so often. I didn't get his name, or if I did, I forgot it. But he talked to us for a minute. We bought him something to eat and sent him on. But just like someone said today or yesterday about, you have to be careful who you're entertaining, because you may be entertaining an angel. And I really believe that that was an angel. So, you know, sometimes we have encounters with angels and just don't know it. But God always will show up some kind of way. We just have to keep our mind and our hearts open for the Lord. And so thank and praise God for all that he do for me. I thank and praise God for the experiences I've had in my life with the Lord. I got a book of them. I got a book that I'm writing. I got a book of experience that will bless your heart, that will bless your life. I'm telling you, because people don't believe, but I do, because God has blessed me to see so many of his miracles. I thank God for that. He didn't have to do it. How he leads you and guides you and feeds you and cover you and comfort you. God do everything I just said and 10,000 more that I didn't say. God is just that to us. I just thank God. I thank God on tonight. I just give him praise on tonight. And I just want to encourage each one of you, because God hears your prayer. He hear y'all. I'm telling you, you don't think he do? God do. Just trying. God hear every one of y'all. And can hear y'all all at the same time. God can do that. Because he God. And God all by himself. I just thank God so much today for all the great and wonderful things he's done in my life. And he's still doing great and mighty things in my life. And I can just go on and testify and testify, because God is worthy. God is worthy. Some people just don't believe and I'm telling you this, because I didn't used to believe all the stuff people were saying until he started taking me through it. Because you know, you got to walk with the Lord. You got to walk with God. You got to live with him. I don't know about you, but I did. Because I didn't have nobody else in the house but one person. And the other person was God. So most of the time, I was with God. Most of the time, I was talking to God. I know people thought I was off my rocker, but I was listening to God and what he told me to do and how he fed me and how he covered me and how he provided for me. You have to do that. You have to walk with him daily. How can you tell somebody about the Lord and you don't even walk with him? You don't live with him. You don't talk with him. He got to be in your heart all the time. You carry him around all the time. It's a good thing. It's a blessing. That's why I can say the things that I say. I'm not just saying them for nothing. I'm saying them because I've been through so much. And it's not all bad. It's not all bad. I'm not going to say none of it is. Because every time he took me to something, he brought me through that thing. I just had to be patient and listen to him. Because if I didn't, I had to go back through that thing again. God will do just that for you. But if you pay attention and listen to the Lord, he'll take you to it and bring you right on through it. But you got to have your mind focused on the Lord. And I just thank God today for a mind focused on God. I thank God today for a right mind. that my mind ain't going from here to there on this and on that. I'm telling you, God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. We got to stay focused at all times because we living in that day. You know, in the Bible, it say in that day. We living in that day. Don't think we're not, you know, and God is covering us. So we don't have to fear that day, but we got to be thinking and knowing that it's coming because God, Jesus is coming back for the bride. He's coming back for the church. And I tell you today that we got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Keep your mind stayed on, focused on the Lord and the things of God. We can't get off on what's happening here. And he said, I'm going to send some signs. It's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And the weather, the seasons, you won't tell one from the other. He's sending signs. He's coming back. And we got to be ready. We don't have a choice. He don't give us an option. We got to be ready. Be ready. I thank God. Thank God, we can't get ready. We got to be ready when he comes. It's enough things that went on in the world today for him to come shooting through the clouds today. And I thank him for it because I'm looking for him. I'm depending on him to come. He said he would. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I know he comes. And I thank God today that his kingdom comes. He's coming back for his bride. I thank God on it for that today. So I'm not going to take up the whole testimony of time. Anyone else have a testimony? I'm sorry, y'all. Got carried a little way. But we can have a song if Prophetess Morton got a song because my stuff all twirling and stuff.
Yes, I got a song. Give me a second.
Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies?
Well, good evening, everybody. I just wanted to just go ahead and give God some thanks and some praise for being good to me and my family. He's been showing up and showing out. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for making all my concerns his concerns. I just thank God for that. I thank God for just not leaving us and keeping us during the night. Yeah. We woke up and everything was fine. Everybody was fine. I just thank God for that. I thank God for just taking control, and he's been – get out. I'm sorry. I thank God for my baby. I thank him for allowing me to be able to have kids. I don't know if somebody that I know is able to have children. I just was talking to her today, and some stuff we just take for granted. We take that little stuff for granted, and we really think about it. Like, we take being able to get up and move around on our own. We take that for granted, and I just thank God for that. I thank God that I'm able, that I have all the activities of my limbs. I try to express this to God every day, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be today. I don't know where I would be in seconds right now. So I just thank God. I thank God that I'm able to have a relationship with him, and I'm not lost. He's steady. Bringing me through to these challenges, and every time I get through it, or every time he bring me through it, it's like he's elevating me more and more and more. And I just thank God. I just be want to be in his presence every day. I don't know who I was telling it to, but at first I was like, I think I'd be an old woman when I start reading my Bible, and I'm now able to start now, like, and I feel good, and I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I'm not in the presence of the Lord, because I owe him my praise. I owe him this. He don't have to beg me no more. He don't have to beg me to get up and pray. He don't have to beg me, because I know what he has done for me. I know what he has brought me through and out of, and I just thank God just for who he is in our lives. I thank God for him. I thank God. And the things he's doing with my boys at a young age, and just watching him manifest himself in their lives, it's just like, okay, God, you are just so amazing. We ready for you, Lord. We ready to see you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we commit sins, you know, every day, but I thank God for my trials and tribulations. I have said this before, because if I can't learn from my mistakes, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to appreciate the stuff that he gives me, the stuff that he has blessed me with.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's all I had wanted to say. I thank God, and I love him so much.
Yes.
Because he loved me. My love is not like his love. And I know he loved me. He showed it to me every day, every hour. He just revealing stuff to me And
yes.
even people, like he just, we was at the store the other day, me and my husband, and I've always told him people would just come up to me and tell me their whole life. And he witnessed it the other day, and I was just talking to him. And, no, I don't know why do people do that, but it ain't for me to know. I'm just happy that
Definitely.
God allowed people of different colors
yes.
to just come up to me and speak to me and talk to me
yes.
and confirm
yes.
me. And I thank God that
yes.
he give me the words to give to them.
Yes.
I'm just so gracious to God. I just love him so much. I love him so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any more testimony? God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Real quick, I want to give my little short testimony on today. I'm just so honored and blessed to be here right now. You know, you know, certain like my wife said, certain things you take for granted. You know, especially the small things. You know, each and every moment, you know, we'll never take it for granted. And, you know, we just got to keep faith and know that God is with us. We're doing
yeah.
hard times right now. You know, no matter how many times we complain about this, complain about that, we just got to keep faith. Keep our faith in the Lord. You know,
yeah.
I find myself doing that a lot. Worried about when I'm going to make some more money or when this bill is due or I got to do this so this won't be happening. Just worrying, period. I just told my wife
yeah.
the other day, I said, you know what? Starting now, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not, the little things that's out of my hand, I give it to the Lord. I'm not going to worry
yes,
about
sir.
It anymore. Because you know, me being the person that I am, and she know how I am, she's like, yeah, you just need to be just have faith, just trust in God. And she drilled that in my head constantly when she find me out in deep thought, just spaced out, because I be up here having conversations in my head, just worrying about when it's gonna be, what can I do this or. I'm always thinking of a plan to make sure we good. You know, I think that's just the man in me, you know. Every man know what I'm talking about. You know, just being the head of the household and you know, you don't never wanna be in a position to where you gotta struggle or want for anything or depending on other people. You know, like I said, like my wife said, God has really been having his hand on us. He's been covering us night
yeah.
and day. Like night and day is amazing. You know, he's working. I see the shift in her. You know, sometimes now all the time, it be drawing off on me. You know, some days
yeah.
I be having my days where I be feeling down and. You know, ain't in the best of mood, and you know,
mm-hmm.
she'll pick me up,
mm-hmm.
especially with everything, some of the events is going on right now. You know, what I'm saying with limited of family, you just realize I'm just blessed because most people ain't got a family, just someone that can call and seek counsel. You know, then like last week when I had another run-in, almost had another bad car accident, You know, I seek counsel with my father-in-law. You know, that was good.
Yeah.
I needed that. I needed that thing. Because,
yeah.
Man, I was scared. So I didn't, like, I was scared. Then right after that, I had a dream of, you know, someone taking my family away from me. And
yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm just, all that going, God kept me. He kept me from smacking into that wall and going over. He allowed me to make through with it. Like, it's just amazing how, you know, you turn one bad situation to turn around for you just like that. You know,
yeah.
We pray every night. We pray
yeah.
every night. If I miss a night due to me being tired or whatever, my wife and my kids, they praying over me as I sleep. You know, I'm just
yeah.
telling my wife again. I'm like, man, I never be too tired to praise God. You know, no matter, I'll fight through it, you know, but, you know, it's just amazing. Like,
yeah.
it really is. Compared to how my life was back then, up until now, I constantly reflect and constantly think about it. I said, man, I don't want nothing more. I'm happy. I'm in a happy place right now. I'm in a happy
Amen.
Place right now. And I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
No, I just
Thank
owe it all
Lord.
To the Lord. I do.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I owe it
Thank
all to him. I owe it all to my wife. I owe it all to you, Apostle. You know, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. You know, even the ones that... You know, we really don't talk to them on a daily basis as we should. You know, we just need to. I'm just real humble and grateful right now because I don't know where would I be up until this point. I don't know. Honestly, I'd be lost like the rest of them that don't have no guidance or whatever the case might be. But you know, I can only speak from experience and. Speak on to the now, and like I said, I'm happy.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank the minister for Martin for doing and giving his testimony. He didn't have to, but it's always good to testify, say something for the Lord. And I understand where he is. You know, a man always, God made men like that. So, you know, you don't have to worry, though, but God made men to be concerned about the family and family life, and that comes natural. Any more testimony?
Amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. God
good
bless
evening.
You, Apostle.
Amen.
Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry.
Amen.
I come tonight to give God some praise and glory and honor.
Amen.
And I was just sitting here listening to everybody. God is a good God. If he doesn't
yeah.
do nothing else for me, he's done enough.
But you
get to wondering and thinking about, okay, do I have a testimony? Because I don't want to keep coming on here every week. Talking about the same testimony, the same thing. So I was thinking, and this past week, I got unexpected money in my bank account.
All right.
You know, God is good. He is awesome. And, you know, I got down pretty low, you know, money's pretty low, you know, but I didn't complain. I gave God glory anyhow. And next thing you know, the next day, well, I noticed I only had some little dollars in my pocket. And when I said that, the next day I had some in my bank account.
Come on, man.
God is
yes,
a good God. And
yes,
I thank God for giving me the spirit. I have a gift of giving.
Yes, God.
I have
thank
a
you,
gift
Lord.
Of giving, and I thank God for allowing me to be a giver, a
yes,
cheerful giver. You know,
yes,
and I think, you know, I think that's a gift for me. I love to give people, ministries, whoever that is in need. If I got it, I love to be a blessing to other people.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God, my little money's got low, but God filled that bank account right on back up and said, go on and sit down somewhere.
Yes,
and I just
Lord,
thank and praise God for the unexpected monies deposited into my bank account. I'm telling you, God is so faithful. You cannot be God-given. I don't care what you give. I don't care. You can't be God-given.
I don't care
what you do. You cannot be God-given. You cannot.
Lord.
And I just thank and praise God for having a heart to give and to
thank
give
you,
from
Jesus.
My heart.
Yes, God. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. That's an awesome testimony, prophetess. I thank God for that. And she is a giver, too. I thank God for giving and have a mind to give and think about people, you know, and concern about people's needs. I just thank God for that. There's a lot of people we have, you know, we give, but when you have a gift to give, that's different. That's different because your mind is always trying to help somebody. It's a blessing. It's an honor and a blessing to be able to help the people of God. That's a blessing. I thank God for that gift. Yes, ma'am, that's a blessing, honey. And anytime you step out that bed in the morning, your eyes awake, it's a new testimony. It's a new day. It's a new mercy. It's a new grace that God has given you. I thank God for my daughter. I thank God for her every day. I thank God today. And it's just been just something down on the inside of me. I know what it is. It's one of them praises down there that ain't came up, that gotta come up. And I thank God today. I give God all the praise. Any more testimony? Such an honor, a blessing. And I thank God for her. She'll be walking across that stage here real soon. I just thank God for that. I give God praise to have a daughter that's graduating college. I thank God for that. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. And I give God praise for it on today.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And praise, honor, and a privilege. To say that, you know, and I don't take it for granted, God, not one bit, not one second, not one minute. I don't take it for granted because you took her. You brought her and you took her. And now here she is, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen. I heard the Lord say register or registration or something. If somebody, I don't know, but somebody got to register for something. Mm-hmm. Somebody getting accepted for something. But you got to be willing that he making the sun to shine upon you. God is opening doors right now. You can hear him say, repeat after me. I know. He says, a man he said, I'm be weary and well doing because you're going to reap if you don't faint. That was for Minister Martin. He said, don't be weary. God got you. He covering you. He covering you and your family. We all get tired. We all complain. But he wants you to stay focused as much as possible. Because you're the head of the house. He said, always seek wise counsel. Be on you a lot. You stress. But he's a stress reliever. He said, you're growing and you're coming on with it. But all, just make your mind up to depend on the Lord. And just like you say, what you can't do anything about, give it to God. Even if you can do something about it, ask God about it before you try to do anything. And the Lord said this for two or three people. He said, don't put a limit on him. He said, don't limit me. Oh, I can only do this, or I can only do that. I just have enough for this, and I just have enough for that. I'm not going to spend this, or I'm not going to do this. He got it. He owned everything, and he got you. He gave me a name. The name I just heard him say was Lily. I don't know who that is, but I just said, he said, repeat after me. And I said, Lily, so I don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. But somebody looking at a new car, or it's not a new car, but it's a nice car. Or thinking about getting another car. The Lord said, he's with you. You can look for it. The prophet is more than the Lord said, your ears is real sensitive now. Your ears is real sensitive. You can hear them good. He said, just be slow to speak. Don't speak in a hurry. Even if you hear him, just take your time. Don't think it's you, because it's not. It's God. You know, don't think that you just thinking it. But it's God. He said, don't rush into nothing. Take your time. Make good choices. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him. You're going to go through some more experiences. But the learning from them. Prophet Sally, did you get your wishing well?
Not yet, Apostle. I'm looking for one.
I guess they're going to say that again.
Wow.
So is money coming? You say in that order.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God moves some people out of your life. He's going to put some more in your life. Just stand still. I know you ain't looking for nobody, but sometimes you put people in your life for you to minister to them, you know, and help them or whatever.
Amen.
I hear him say, you walk alone. Say, you walk alone. But it's people... may have to come to you for things, for counsel, or, you know, prayer.
Oh, God.
I don't know why this word came up, disinfect. I don't know. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Mm-hmm. The Lord make it his face to shine upon you. He putting everybody in their proper place. And you keep on with that word. That word is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It either grow them or drown them. That word. That things are going to work out soon. Brother Harold, you say sometimes you get a little frustrated sometimes. I don't know. But when one door closed, another one will open. God said when one door closed, he'll open another. No. But you keep on going before him, on doing what you do. Say you have people to minister to. You have people to pray for. They say he told you that before. If they not there, they coming. If you haven't started praying for them, you will. It's a ministry God has given you. And you know you have that call. You have a call on your life. I know you know that. That he's going to guide your steps. He's going to guide you the way he wants you to go. So just be looking for him and to lead you. And don't waste words on different people. Don't, you know, let him lead and guide you who to minister to. Some people just be looking for a word. I hear him say, pray on my child. Mm-hmm. So when I hear him say, we have to watch for blood sugar. For blood sugar, he's probably talking to me, but we have to watch how much sugar intake we taking in and how many carbohydrates we, you know, whatever it is that we're not supposed to eat. But I hear him say blood sugar. We have to be concerned about that. So, you just want to not eat what you're not supposed to eat. It could be high or it could be low. I just got that from him. Mm-hmm. We bind the spirit of infirmity this evening in the name of Jesus. We bind up high blood pressure and we bind up high blood sugar and low blood sugar and low blood pressure. We bind you up now in the name of Jesus. We cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. God said he's going to strengthen you, Brother Harold. He's strengthening you in places, different places. He's strengthening you. You say you're the kind of person you're satisfied with a lot of things that you have. Some things that you have, I'm just going to say what he said. You're satisfied with things that you have, and that's a blessing. And if you get some more, you get some more. You don't just go overboard. He said he wants you to watch as well as pray. Amen. Prophet Sarah, the Lord is going to move you. He's going to move you. Mm-hmm. He's doing it his own way. He wants you to get more rest. Wear and tear on your body. He wants you to get more rest. We bind every ache, every pain. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now. Every ache and every pain. Go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Every inflammation. We bind you up now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. touch him, Lord.
Apostle.
Yeah.
He was complaining of chest pains and his left shoulder aching last night.
He need rest. He have to get rest. He overdoing it a little bit. He needs some rest. He needs some sleep, and he needs to get a full 8 hours. Father, we bind up the spirit of infirmity. Father, I ask you now to lay your hands on his heart, God, on his arm, on his shoulder, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to let blood circulate through his heart and his circulation move through his body like it should, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you right now to let him have some sweet sleep, peaceful sleep, in the name of Jesus. Rest, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind any spirit of infirmity right now. Hallelujah. Take your hands off now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he needs rest. Because we don't understand. A woman don't understand men. We don't understand men, but men carries that role that God gave them to carry. They're the head of the house. They're the head of the family. Then they have to carry the load of working and taking care and supplying and thinking about this. They think way ahead of them. What we think, we're faster than men, but we not. God didn't make it like that. Men are way ahead of us. I mean, we're to help meet. We can think good, and not saying they shouldn't listen to women, but men have to look out. They be looking down the road, 2-3 months down the way, trying to see and figure out and this and that and that and this. And, you know, they have a heavy load. They have a heavy load. And God made their shoulders to take that load. Women can't do what men do. Our brain is made different from theirs. So we have to know that. And they're going to do all they can to take care of the family and to be the head and the leader. So we have to keep them prayed up and prayed for. And I just cover right now, I cover little Miss Prophetess to Leah and keep her covered in the blood of Jesus. And God is improving her. He's improving in every area. I thank God for her and her willingness and her obedience. And God gonna bless her for her obedience. And I was laying down. I was getting ready to lay down. I was getting ready to get in the bed to lay down. And I heard the Lord say, he's doing something with her and the children. You know, he's doing something. So I just thank God for today. You know, he's getting ready to open some doors for her. Just for her obedience, her willingness, and her love for people. Her discernment is coming on up. It already was strong, but it's coming on up. She just needs to speak out what she discerns, and God will bless her. She needs to just start doing some things anyway. I'm going to get with her and with my prophets and prophets. Mm-hmm. And we praying for Vontae, Devontae, as we are, and the children. Anytime any one of you need me, please call me or text me. Don't never feel like you can't call me or text me. There is no restriction on me. The Lord had me to say that. I hear him still saying there is no limit on him. There is no limit. There is no weight. I hear him say he's sealing the deal. No, I don't know. He said he's sealing the deal. Say a reward is coming. Feeling the deal, a reward is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I had to come out of it so I could just go on and repeat what he's saying and say what I hear. But God is truly good. He is truly good. And I thank him tonight. We're going to get ready to close out. I'm not going to hold you all any longer. I just thank and praise God. For you all, you don't have to be on here, but I thank God on tonight. I give God praise. So we're going to, if there's nothing else, we're going to get ready to close out. Mm-hmm. Father, we just thank you for your goodness on tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. Lord, whatever word you had me to speak, God, let it come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Heal every ailment, Father, touch every person. Cover them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around them and their families. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let us not forget about our children's Bible class and tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. You all have a good night. If you need me, I'm here. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.